بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم در شعرف و بلا و شیخ عارف بالله رومی وقت برید دوران شاه کی محمد اقتصب نبر الله مرقده This is printed in the book فیضان محبت The title is میرے طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل رہے میرے طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل رہے درد دل کے فیض یوں شامل رہے درد دل کے فیض یوں شامل رہے میرے طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل رہے میرے طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل رہے درد دل کے فیض یوں شامل رہے میرے طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل رہے آہ جو محروم میں درد دل رہے آہ جو محروم میں درد دل رہے ان کے آب و گل بسا وہ گل رہے میرے طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل رہے باز ناداں عمر بھر قائل رہے باز ناداں عمر بھر قائل رہے فائدہ کیا جب نہ وہ گھائل رہے درد دل کے فیض یوں شامل رہے جو بھی اہل اللہ سے تھے بدگمان جو بھی اہل اللہ سے تھے بدگمان عمر بھر نہ بالغ منزل رہے عمر بھر نہ بالغ منزل رہے علم کا پندار جن کے دل میں تھا علم کا پندار جن کے دل میں تھا ہو کے قابل بھی نہ وہ قابل رہے ہو کے قابل بھی نہ وہ قابل رہے دامن رہا بر تھا جن کے ہاتھ میں دامن رہا بر تھا جن کے ہاتھ میں بس وہ رہ رو فائز منزل رہے بس وہ رہ رو فائز منزل رہے عمر بھر پیتے رہے جو خون دل عمر بھر پیتے رہے جو خون دل راہ الفت میں وہی کامل رہے راہ الفت میں وہی کامل رہے راہ حق میں گو بلا آتی رہی راہ حق میں گو بلا آتی رہی میرے نالے حاصل منزل رہے میرے نالے حاصل منزل رہے میرا جو دم میرا جو غم دافع غفلت ہوا میرا جو غم دافع غفلت ہوا آپ کے غم میں وہ غم شامل رہے آپ کے غم میں وہ غم شامل رہے، داستان درد دل اختر سنو، داستان درد دل اختر سنو، کس طرح دنیا میں اہل دل رہے، کس طرح دنیا میں اہل دل رہے، باز نادا عمر بھر قائل رہے، فائدہ کیا جب نہ وہ گھائل رہے، آہ جو محروم میں درد دل رہے، ان کے آب و گل بسا وہ گل رہے، جو بھی اہل اللہ سے تھے بدگما، عمر بھر نابالغ منزل رہے، دامن رہا برتا جن کے ہاتھ میں، بس وہ رہ رو فائز منزل رہے، درد دل کے فیض یوں شامل رہے، میرے طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل رہے، میرے طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل رہے.
Honorable حضرت Illustrious Sheikh Azman Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madazil Al Ali, Hazrat Spain and Fikr for the Ummat, how we can get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat travels the breadth and the length of the country and the world, and all the Fikr doesn't care about his comfort, his health, that so much so Hazrat, in the difficult conditions, Hazrat goes out to spread the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat not feeling too well today, that's why Hazrat is not here. So we should make dua that Allah Ta'ala give Hazrat complete shifai kamila, daima, ajila, mustamirra, and keep his shadow upon us all the time, and that we benefit tremendously from Hazrat and realize and make qadr of our honorable illustrious Shaykh. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت به نفسا لذي أقمي، أمرتك الخير لك ما تمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء عظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم، روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاق وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Firstly, we'll try and translate this very, very beautiful ash'ar of our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Alayh, which, as Hazrat explains, even if we travel thousands of kilometers just to listen to one couplet and take the great lesson and the bayan that is in there, it's worth everything. And in my useless, broken way, we'll try and just give a brief summary of what Hazrat is trying to say here, although we cannot do any justice whatsoever, because what Hazrat is saying here is the pain of the heart, and I don't even have an iota and not even a glimpse of that. But inshallah, with Hazrat's tawajjuhat, you people's ikhlas, Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq to say such words that affect my heart and all our hearts, and give us also the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this true fikr and concern. Hazrat says so beautifully, mere tofano may be sahil rahe, that in my storms of life also, I was on the shore. And today we see people, they are sitting outwardly in comfort, but they are in storms all the time. So we shouldn't look at the outward picture of everything. Look at the reality. And this is what Hazrat is teaching us all the time and stressing upon us. And we cannot make enough shukr that Allah Ta'ala in this time and age has given us such a Shaykh, Arif Billah, Ruhul, Hakimul Ummat of the time, Hazrat Manasha Abdul Hamid Sahib Madazirul Ali, that Hazrat is trying to make us realize and understand that we should look at reality. That outwardly the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes they are even going through pain. They are ill, they are sick, etc. So to say, they are in storms, but they are on the shore, they are enjoying themselves. They are in total comfort. Like a pious servant says so beautifully, Ham mutmain baitihi ya Rabb, tu hakim bihe, hakim bihe. That, oh Allah, we are sitting totally at ease and comfortable, because we know to hakim bihe or hakim bihe. Not only you are the sole sovereign ruler and authority, you pass all judgment, but you are hakim, you are most wise, and whatever you do is only full of wisdom. And the wisdom that you have got in every situation, we cannot understand it. That is why Allah Akbar, Hazrat teaches us so beautifully the beautiful incident that one minister on his tongue all the time used to be those words, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. And he was very close to the king of that time. And the king decided that they're going on a hunting trip. And on that hunting trip, all the time this minister goes with him all over. So he told this minister, get ready, we're going for hunting. So he was ready. Now the king is on his journey for hunting. As they're carrying on in the journey, the king gets cut on his finger. Immediately, what comes out from the mouth of the minister, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. At that time, the king got cut, he got hurt. And here he is saying, what Allah did is good. The king got upset, angry, that, what are you saying? I got hurt and you saying what Allah done is good. So, in Josh, not even thinking, he put a warrant of arrest, that go arrest him, put him straight into jail. When he was given that warrant of arrest, he was taken to jail. He also said at that moment, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. Whatever Allah does is good in there. So he was put in jail. The king carried on with his journey. And as he was carrying on with his hunting journey, he went out of the boundary of his country. And not realizing, he went into the next country. And went into the next boundary. And in that boundary, there were cannibals. People that are man-eaters. And they wait for customers. And here, the king went into that area. Immediately, he went into the next boundary. They got hold of him. And now, they were ready to eat him. But as our Hazrat Damat Barakatum put it so beautifully, that they also had their laws of Qurbani Masalas to check first, is this animal worth being made Qurbani? The ears are not cut or anything. So they also, they should first check, is this human being Sahih Salamat? He doesn't have any injury or anything. If there's no injury, then we will eat him up, finish him. There's a meal for us. But if he got any injury or something, then they let him go. So they checked him up, or he had an injury on his finger. So they said, okay, you're not fit for our Qurbani, you get released. When he got released, then he realized the words of the minister, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare. When I got cut, he said, what Allah does is good. Here now I only realize. So with great honor, with respect, he released his minister. He said, go and bring him, give him red carpet treatment, release him. So when he was released, he came back to the king's khidmat. So the king said, now I realize what you said, Jo Allah kare, so khair kare.
But still I don't understand. When I send you to jail, you also said, Jo Allah kare so khair kare. What was the good in there? He says, Badshah Salamat, you know I'm all the time with you. On this trip also I was with you. And we were together. And we had we been still together, we would have passed the boundary together. You were injured, I was not injured. You got safe, I shouldn't have been safe. Then the king realized and he says, Jo Allah kare so khair kare. So in every situation what Allah Ta'ala put us in, we should know hum mutmain baitih ya rab tu hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai. That Allah, you have got complete wisdom. And what wisdom, you send down your commands and your rule takes place. So that is why the pious servants of Allah, they have reached that level of contentment and taslim wa radha, that even in their storms of life, outwardly they look like they're going through difficult conditions, but they are on the seashore, they are on the shore, they are enjoying themselves. And other people who are far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, outwardly they look like they're in luxury and comfort, driving the best cars, living in the best hotels, but they got daggers in their heart. They got anxiety, they got depression. They can't, as Hazrat says so beautifully in his poem, Shaho ke siro mein, taaje gira se, aksar dar sa rehta hai. Aur ehle wafa ke sino mein, ek noor ka darya behta hai. That the kings of this world outwardly, don't look at their outward condition. They flying from this place, that place, going in this jet, going here. Outwardly they look like they in pomp and glory and they in comfort. But Shaho ke siro mein, in the heads of the king, because of the heavy crown, in those days particularly the crown that the king used to wear used to be made of gold. It was so heavy it couldn't stay on his head, so they used to suspend it with chains. When he sits on his chair, then the crown is just like fitting on his head. So either literally the crown is so heavy, or either figuratively so much worries and so much, and the biggest worry is they mustn't lose their seat, they mustn't lose their chair. Although they are doing rotten work, they are still worried of that. So outwardly they look like they're in pomp and glory, but they're in all the time misery and worry, and they got not even a minute of happiness. And Ahle Wafa, the true loyal servants of Allah, those who are loyal to the King of Kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat, Ahle Wafa ki sino mein ek noor ka darya behtar. There's rivers of noor flowing, enjoyment all the time, thinking of the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, how did he get this? That although you in storms, you're still enjoying, you're in comfort, you tell you, you're happy with whatever condition there is. How did Hazrat attain this? And all of us, Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make an effort in this line, and with this intention that Allah ta'ala grants us this reality. That dard dil ke faiz yu shamil rahe. That the faiz that I got, the special attention and focus of my Shaykh, that through his barakat, Allah Ta'ala blessed me with dard dil, with the pain of the heart, with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of that faiz of this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was in my heart, mere tufano mein bhi sail rahe. That now in storms also, I am enjoying, I'm on the ocean, I'm on the shore, I'm in comfort zone. All the time I'm in comfort zone. I'm not worried under any condition because I know Allah Rabbul Izzat is with me. Allah Ta'ala is with me all the time. Allah is fully aware of all my conditions. And this is what Hazrat teaches us, this real connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person realizes under all circumstances, Allah Ta'ala is with me. And how will we get this worry and concern all the time? Is Allah Ta'ala happy with me or not? Is Allah happy with me or not? How many of us today, myself, just ponder and think, did I think for a moment in the day that what I'm doing today, is Allah Ta'ala happy with me or not? Or we just pass another day, not even that thought strike our mind. But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two worries all the time. One is the worry that 1 second Allah Ta'ala must not be upset with me. 1 second Allah Ta'ala must not be naraz with me. And the second worry, that the khatima must be with iman. All the time, although whatever situation they are, all the time this fikr and this concern and worry, whatever position they reach, yet all the time they are concerned and worried. So Allah Ta'ala grant us an iota of that reality. Then Hazrat further says, ah, jo mehroom dard dil rahe, unke aab wa gil bas aab wa gil rahe. Those people who are deprived of this reality of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as our Hazrat explains also, sometimes you'll be even paaband with your namaz also. You'll be doing your zikr, everything. but you don't have the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that true concern and that fikr and that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are doing your ibadah, you'll get your sawab also, but your body is just made of sand and water and sand. It just remained, you didn't get the reality, as Hazrat explains in front and further, that you won't get this reality. Tell that pain of the heart, that every moment I must be worried and concerned, Allah Ta'ala must not be unhappy with me. And as much as you're doing good deeds all the time also, istighfar on the tongue all the time, asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness all the time. And this only comes when you got this dard e dil, when you got this pain of the heart, then you'll be worried all the time. Otherwise, when you don't have this, then outwardly pomp and glory, just looking after your body all the time. Worried of the body, but the body is going, mina khalaqnakum, it's going into the soil. The soul is going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the fikr we should be making. Hazrat Father says, Baaz nada umar bar qail rahe. Allahu Akbar, what a great advice for myself and all of us. Hazrat says here, Baaz nada umar bar qail rahe. Faida kya jab na wo gail rahe. That he says, many people in ignorance, whole life, they'll be admitting, this is a great sheikh, this is a very great personality. But he says, what benefit by just saying this is a great sheikh? You stay away from his majlis, you don't attend the majlis. As our sheikh explained so beautifully, you're right at the seashore, but you're not benefiting from the ocean there. You're staying away from it. So what's the good of it? You can say, very, very great sheikh, very, what a man, what a sheikh. But you want to be all over also. This is also important. That all over, you want to be in every majlis also. You can't benefit. A rolling stone gathers no moss. When you realize that this is a great personality, then don't waste time. Make every effort to attend the majalis. With open-heartedness, that what is in their heart, that pain, that dard e dil, that kayfiyat e ihsan, that noor e taqwa, that must penetrate my heart. That is what I must come and mine from their hearts. Otherwise, whole life we'll be saying, what a great sheikh, what a great sheikh, and we get deprived. As Hazrat explained also so beautifully, shaitan is too... Allah Akbar, as Hazrat explains in front also, how shrewd and how cunning that shaitan will get you involved in this terrible sins. That when a sheikh is around, then shaitan will put in your mind, either obstacles, I'll go majlis, but then when time to come, small excuses will become obstacle. You'll remain away from the majlis, you won't go to the majlis. And then on the other hand, shaitan will put in your mind further, the more you remain away from the majlis, although you know it's a great personality, people throughout the world are benefiting, but shaitan will start putting evil thoughts in your mind. They do this, unnecessary thoughts, and you'll be living in badgumani, haram, sin, and especially of the Ahlullah. It is extremely terrible. Now you'll be totally deprived. And then shaitan is so chalak, when they pass away, now you want to go to the qabr and make bid'at. And there make dua, that Ya Allah, now you're making dua for the sheikh, that Ya Allah, sheikh asking him for barakat, etc. He can't give you barakat from the qabr. So shaitan gets you involved, he keeps you away from the Ahlullah, and after that he gets you involved in bid'at. So Allah Ta'ala save us. We shouldn't just be saying, oh, what a great sheikh. We should be, the Hazrat says, what faida? Our Hazrat himself explained so beautifully, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, in his majlis, few people used to come at that time. And when Hazrat passed away, then it is mentioned, such a beer, Jamme Ghafir, a huge group of people came to his janazah. Very good, they will get barakat. But at that time, now Hazrat passed away, one pious servant at that time took a deep sigh and said so beautifully, ah, jab Hazrat majlis rakhte te, to chan aadmi aate te. When Hazrat used to have his majalis, very few people used to come. Now there isn't a place for an extra toe also in that majlis. It is so full. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize the reality and appreciate, as it is said so beautifully, a ni'matu iza fuqidat urifat. That ni'mats and special favors of Allah, when it is lost, then we realize, then we want to open our eyes, then it is too late. Let us appreciate and make qadr while Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity. And here we got such a great sheikh in our midst, at our end. Hazrat is taking out time for us and making himself available for us. This is the kindness of our Hazrat, the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this time of age where fitnas are pouring down like floods, flood waters. We have such great lifesavers to save us. And we should value this great moments and this great ni'mat. Then Hazrat says that don't land up in this situation. Jo bhi ahlullah se te bad guma, umar bar na baliq manzil rahe. Whoever had the slightest bad gumani, the slightest wrong thoughts about the ahlullah. And that is why don't just outwardly look at the action of a sheikh and just have bad gumani. Find out, particularly when they reach older age, and then how they performing their salah, etc. And you don't even find out, and you just have bad shaitan is quickly to put some bad gumani in your heart. So Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. And this is such a terrible disease, as was explained, and such a foolish sin, that a person who has bad gumani, forget the Ahlullah, that is far, even for any ordinary person. To have evil thoughts of any ordinary person, Hazrat explained, our great Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah used to say, this is the height of stupidity. Because when you have an evil thought of anybody on the day of Qiyamah, you have to present 70 proofs. Where are you going to present it? Even if a person, for example, is a habitual drunkard, and you see him walking into the pub, now, even at that time, control your thoughts. And, oh, there's he going for a thought again. You don't know, that time he might have went to, for a glass of water. That time he might have went to give information about certain incident that took place. Like in one certain town, one of our areas, some Maulanas went to do inspection in one food outlet. They went to do inspection. And people saw them and they said, Maulanas went to that outlet. And they also started buying. So this bad gumani, you can get caught up and you can fall into a big hole. So yeah, and that is, and then a person who has good thoughts, even if a person did wrong, you have good thought of a person, you are already in reward. And like Hazrat teaches us, myself particularly all the time, that we might be in ibadat, making tilawat of Quran, you might be in tahajjud, but in tilawat one person passes by and there your thoughts are running. Oh, it's again him. It's again this. Where is he? He might be in istighfar at that moment. He might be making tawbah istighfar. Outwardly he might be even in such clothes that you think is totally against sunnah. But he is making istighfar. Allahu Akbar. As our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned so beautifully. Ezaide nada. Kisi gunegar ko hakir mat samjho. That oh, that person, you might think you are zaid, abstinent, staying away from the world. You are big ibadat guzar, but kisi gunegar ko hakir na samjho. Don't think low of any sinner whatsoever. And this reality, this muraqabah, Allah give me tawfiq first of all, to realize it, to say it is easy. But this reality to come in the heart, that Hazrat teaches us this muraqabah daily. Tell yourself that Ya Allah, hal mein Abdul Rahman, tamam musalman se kamtar aur battar hai. Aur maal ke itibar se Ya Allah, Abdul Rahman, tamam kafiron se, اور جانوروں سے بھی بہتر اور کم تر ہے. That presently, O Allah, as far as all the Muslims are concerned, Abdul Rahman is the worst Muslim. And in reality, you don't know. And another Buzurg puts it so beautifully, if the person is younger than you, then he did less sins than you. And if a person is elder than you, he did more ibadat than you. So in that case also, where you have the right to think low or to think of anybody. And so you are still the worst person. And because you don't even know the reality, whether you're going to leave this world of what iman or not. No guarantee. And this is the fikr and concern of the Ahlullah. Hazrat Allahu Akbar. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, on his final last moments, he's going in a coma, so to say, coming back to his senses, and he's saying, the Buzurgs, they translated in Urdu, Abi Nahi, not yet, not yet. His sons are asking him, Hazrat, we saying kalima, you saying not yet. He says, I'm not telling you about kalima. Shaitan is having a war with me. And he's telling me, oh Ahmad, now you are free from my clutches. And I'm telling him, not yet. My soul is not yet out. Till my last breath, I'm not free. So this worry and concern all the time. We don't know how we're going to live. And we don't know which minute, which person Allah Ta'ala gives hidayat. And Allahu Akbar, there's a striking incident. We busy with the ayat in the morning in tafsir also, Allah Ta'ala explained, وَطْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَى الَّذِي آتِنَا وَآيَاتِنَا. That, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, recite this incident to them, and make them take lesson from the incident. A great alim in the time of the Bani Israel, in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. According to Allah Ta'ala, did not mention clearly who this alim was, but according to most of the mufassirin, they refer to him as Bal'am ibn Ba'ura. He had great knowledge of all the kitabs. He had marifat also. But Allahu Akbar, 1 minute of unmindfulness and he fell into the trap. People that were totally against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Jabbarin nation, that now Allah ta'ala commanded after he salvaged Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and all his people from the clutches of Fir'aun, Allah said, now go and make jihad with the Jabbarin. When they heard his coming, then they said, now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he's a very severe man, he's tyrant, he's coming with a huge army. They went to Bal'am ibn Ba'ura. He was a man of great knowledge, great ibadat. He had the Asma'ul Husna, that his du'as used to be mustajab. And they went to him and they said, that no, let us come make du'a for us, that Allah ta'ala turns away. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he wants to take us out of our town. He wants to kick us out. Make du'a for us, that Allah ta'ala turns him away. He says, what you talking? I must make du'a against the Nabi of Allah. I must put myself into destruction. Are you people right in your head or not? They made Isra, they forced him. He said, no, I can't do it. I'll make dua to Allah Ta'ala and find out. He made dua. Allah Ta'ala showed him, there's no way. Where are you even thinking? So here to have badguma of the Ahlullah. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, innal ulama warasatul anbiya. The ulama-i rabbaniyin, they are the inheritors of the awliya Allah. Just to think bad, forget making bad dua, forget love making dua against them. So Bal'am ibn Ba'ura, he denied that I'm not going to do it. Finally, these Jabbarin, they use another trick. They brought a big gift to him. They brought a big gift, and this is Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. And this is why we come to this majalis, to check our spiritual condition, that how quickly shaitan, particularly myself, can put a trap in front of you. And he can, lalach and greed comes in front of you. So they offered him a big gift, he didn't want to accept it. From one narration it comes, his family told him, take it, doesn't matter, and make dua for his people. The moment he fell into that slight ghaflat, and he accepted that gift, this was actually a bribery. And they gave it to him as a gift, but they were bribing him. After they gave him this gift, now they persuaded him, and they said, no, you must make dua, you must make dua. And when he fell into the trap, the moment, a great buzurg of that time, a great arif, the moment he opened his mouth to make dua, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala's great karamat mu'jiza for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that the words uttered were against the Jabbari. He's supposed to make favor, dua in favor of them. He made these, the words came out against them. And they asked him, they started screaming, we came to ask you for duas, you are cursing us. He said, it's not in my control. But the disgrace in this world already because of greed, when a person gets greed for the low the pittance of this world, it's like a dog. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the people who run after this world, they like dogs. And Allah Ta'ala showed it, that in this world already, his tongue came out hanging like a dog and stuck to his chest. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us, that even the close friends of Allah, all the time, and the ulama explained, as long as he was engaged in his knowledge of deen, and he was engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan couldn't get the better of him. But the moment he became unmindful, فَانْسَلَخَ, he took off that clothing of knowledge of deen, like how a snake sheds its skin. And a person, when you shed your skin and you forget that who are you, and you become unmindful, then, and a person is unmindful of the zikr of Allah, shaitan gets the better of us. So Allah Ta'ala save us. So Hazrat says, those people who don't have the zikr and concern, and rather they have badgumani with regard to the Ahlullah, Umar bar na balighe manzil rahe. The whole lifetime, they will not reach their destination. In this world also, they'll be just running around in circles, and they will, in Allah Ta'ala save us. If we don't make tawbah, istighfar, and realize the reality, we won't reach our destination. Ilm ka pindar jin ke dil mein tha, here Hazrat explains, that person who's got the reality of knowledge, and he's an alim rabbani, not just an alim who's got knowledge, information of deen. One is alim rabbani who's got connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, concerning whom Allah Ta'ala says, innama yakhsha Allah min ibadi al-ulama. Those who got that khashyat all the time, that wadi and fear, Allah must not be unhappy with. They are the real ulama-i kiram. Allah Ta'ala through His kindness, because of our imitation with them, Allah Ta'ala make us amongst them. Hazrat says, when this reality enters the heart, hoke kabil bhi wo na kabil, hoke kabil bhi wo na kabil rahe. And Hazrat explains on the other hand, ilm ka pindar jinke dil mein na tha, whoever didn't have this pain of gaining the knowledge of Allah and gaining, he might outwardly have lot knowledge of deen and outwardly look like a big scholar also, giving big, big bayans, but in reality he didn't have capability. He didn't, and actually, by Allah Ta'ala, qabiliyat is not a criteria, qabuliyat is a criteria. That is important. And we see in this world, so many people outwardly, they look like they're not able to do, but what work Allah Ta'ala takes from them, out of His acceptance. So this is reality, that all the time we should be worried, oh Allah, qabool farmade. And we see this reality with our Hazrat. Any time, when whatever benefit you mention to Hazrat, Hazrat immediately will say, make dua, Allah accept it, Allah qabool farmade. If it accepted, then it might be something. Damani rahbar ta jinke haat mein bas wo rahbar wafaiz e manzil ta, that person who left his hand in the hand of his sheikh, his guide, and he kept his hand there all the time taking advice. As our Hazrat explains, very weak myself in this regard, we come but we don't explain our condition, etc., and we think our hands is in the hand of our sheikh, but we are not keeping it firm there, then that person who keeps his hand firm, that person will be on the right road. He'll be guided and he'll be successful. He'll see he's on his road to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar bar peete rahe jo khoon e dil, rai ulfat mein wahi kamil rahe. And when you put your hand in the hand of a sheikh and you keep it there, then what you'll get this tawfiq and you'll get this ability. That whole life you'll be drinking the blood of the pain of the heart. That shaitan is not going to leave you. Don't think you are even a big sheikh, shaitan will leave you. Shaitan is all the time in different ways. According to your position, that type of the bait he'll put in front of you. But a person who drinks the blood of his desires and passions that come in front of him for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, rai ulfat mein wahi kamil rahe. That person remains perfect and on the road of the spot of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time we have to be drinking this blood of the pain of the heart. Rai haq mein go bala aati rahi, mere nalae hasil manzil rahe. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says that in the road to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although conditions have come, difficulties have come, but Allahu Akbar, my cry and my plea to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the time of tahajjud, etc., because of that cries and that pleas, I reach my destination. Allah Ta'ala made me go through all these difficulties, these conditions that come upon a person. Mere jo gham daafiye ghaflat hua, aapke gham mein wo gham shamil rahe. This is when you sit in the company of the friends of Allah, keep your hand close and stick to the hand, then you'll get this gham, that is the pain of the love of Allah. And the pain of the love of Allah will remove this unmindfulness of yours. You'll even realize sometimes conditions come, you just sit here. I was unmindful of Allah, zikr, astaghfar, tawbah, immediately you'll be, that will remove this ghaflat, and aapke gham mein wo gham shamil rahe. And this pain of this, the dard e dil, it is because I had the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala kept it together and Allah ta'ala assisted me. Because of this pain of the love of Allah, Allah removed my ghaflat all the time. Daastan e dard e akhtar suno, kis tara dunya mein ehle dil rahe. Hazrat explains so beautifully, and Hazrat says that our Dada Sheikh says that listen to the life of the pious servants of Allah. How they reach and how they pass through this world. That kis tara dunya mein ehle dil rahe. How they pass through this world. Everybody says today it's difficult to pass through the world. There's a lot of fitnas, etc. But look at the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How they pass through the storms and how they pass through the difficult conditions. When they remain, Allah ta'ala says, Kunu ma's sadiqeen. Be connected with the true pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll able to pass through the storms. Otherwise, so beautifully it is said by one of the pious servants, he says that on your own, you won't able to tread the spot of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On your own, the spot of the love of Allah, it's a very great path. It's a very enjoyable part, but it's not, it's very delicate also. It's very difficult, this part. So on your own, you won't able to pass the tread on this part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum chal rahe, tum hamare saath chalo. We are walking on this path. Just join us and see. We have been shown this path. We know the dangers of this path. So you join us and see how you are able to reach your destination. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. Look what great, great advisors Hazrat has given us. This alone is enough for our Islam, alone enough for our whole life. But Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and understanding to realize that we beg Allah to open our hearts and put the reality of this in our hearts. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. What the talab we have, Allah Ta'ala accordingly, Allah Ta'ala brings us. Now with open hearts, let us take from the great Allahu Akbar, the fountains that are emitting and gushing from the hearts of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly our honorable beloved Shaykh. Hazrat explains that before every majlis, all the time, remind yourself, make muzakara of the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the live wire of the ummah. Today the ummah, we have got no life in us. Wherever we are in the world, what a pitiable condition the ummah is going through. And how to solve our problem sadly, we want to use the strategies what shaitan has put in the minds of his friends and allies. Go and placard, go and walk and march in the streets, etc. Till the day of Qiyamah, so much so even we go to that land, boycott their products. Boycotting their products and all that, that is not the solution. Boycott their lifestyle. Come on to the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Shaykh says so beautifully, Allah Ta'ala has made the believers to love like lanis. Allah Ta'ala has made them to work for you. Let them work for you. You don't become like their slaves and start imitating their lifestyle. So we can be imitating their lifestyle and crying till the cows come home. Till the day of Qiyamah, in front of the Haramain Sharifain, in Baytul Muqaddas, in all the masajids. But if we check ourselves, our condition, what type of clothing are we wearing? What type of conditions in our homes, etc. Allah give me tawfiq, all of us understanding and realization, at least particularly this time of the year, where we have entered now already the fortnight of the year 1436. At least some come to our realization as Allahu Akbar. The striking ayat Hazrat recites many times also. Alam ya'nini alladhina amanu an taksha qulubum li zikrillah wa ma nazala min al-haq. Now isn't the time has come now that alam ya'nini alladhina amanu an taksha qulubum li zikrillah, particularly the believers, that your heart should tremor and fear when the mention of Allah Ta'ala is made. Shouldn't you be to see the condition of the ummah in the world? Shouldn't now the time be coming at least and be pondering that what is happening to the ummah? It's easy to say what is happening to the ummah, but I am one ummati. As so beautifully Hazrat explained, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Mufti Istaqi Sahab, Damat Barakatum explained so beautifully that people in the world today, particularly in Pakistan, shouting slogans that Islam, Zindabad, there must be Islamic rule all over the world. Yes, there should be Islamic rule, very good. But Hazrat says, with all your military strength today also, we are so weak in number because we are so inclined to materialism, etc. Outwardly we got lot of numbers, but our strength, our iman is so weak. And even the Jews and the Christians know very well that, but at this moment, the Muslims can't overpower us. Because at this time we are fighting material forces. And we've got more material resources than them. More arms, more artillery, etc. The moment they come onto their part of sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the moment they check their condition, like Hazrat is saying here, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says that it's easy to shout and fight and make slogans, Islamic rule and Islamic governments must come. Very easy, but just by shouting it's not going to come. Hazrat says the easiest way, each person is a government on his own. You are a government on your own. You got all the different departments of the government. You got the police force, you got the minister, everything, your mind, your brains, your eyes, your heart, your ears, all the different parts of your body are all different provinces. And you are the president without any election. And nobody will throw you out of your government. So you don't have to worry. So each one of us, myself first, if you just make a slight effort just to start bringing Islam into your eyes, Islam into your ears, Islam into your mind, then see automatically, in every house that nur of Iman will come. And you bring it and you pass it on to your wife and children, every house will become nur. That nur will spread throughout the world. There's no need to even fight. That nur will automatically spread. But we are, our Hazrat says so beautifully, when you tell a person that this is the sunnat way of making nikah, very simple, how you prepare for 4 rakat sunnat namaz, have your proper taharat, etc., wear nice clean clothes, etc., how you prepare for that? So you tell Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen, Rahmatullah Alayh, explained, Hazrat said in one istima, that Hazrat explained that this is a simple way of nikah. So he asked, isn't it easy? He said, yes, very easy. So then he asked, will all of us do it? He said, Hazrat, very hard. He said, why very hard? He says, we have to cut our noses, that we have to hide our shame, that this one also invited me, that one invited me. And Hazrat says, very easy, we pass on the buck. We will say, Hazrat will ask you, why so big nikah? He says, the woman folk don't listen. You know these woman folk. And then you ask them, you say, Maulvi Sahib, he doesn't want to listen. So it's senseless, we pass on the buck. Myself and all of us, we have to make a concerted effort. First of all, realize our mistake. Make tawbah, istighfar. Allah Ta'ala loves that person who accepts that, Ya Allah, I have gone away from the sunnah of your beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Allah just loves when a person begs for forgiveness. And sincerely, and now you ask Allah Ta'ala, and as Hazrat explained, a person just has to make one resolution. Bring one thing in his life, and then Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala in his kindness mentions, Man taqarraba ilayya shibran taqarrabtu ilayhi ba'ah. That whoever comes close to me one hand span, I will come one arm's length close to him. In other words, you bring one sunnah in your life, Allah will open doors of goodness in your life. Allah Ta'ala will bring goodness in your life. Allah will bring goodness in your house, etc. And you will be shocked yourself. So very, very important to bring alive the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make niyat that how we can pass it on. Allah use us to pass it throughout the world. The niyat you make sincerely and you just practice on it. And very important, many people say, Maulvi Sahib, is hard to practice. But our Dada Shaykh and Hazrat explained so beautifully, one great form of da'wat is positive da'wat. You tell the family do it, they don't want to do it, you remain firm on the sunnah. You stay away from evil, finally the effect of that will fall on them. You will see the effect will fall. Don't just give big bayans and you're not doing it yourself. So very, very important. And particularly this time of the year, the sunnah that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala reminds us very, very emphatically and clearly, which Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُؤْرِنُونَ. That people, your time for hisab has come, your time for reckoning, your book of deeds are going to be checked, and وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُؤْرِنُونَ. They are in a state of unmindfulness, still worried of the sports, still worried of the politics, still worried of what is happening here, talking about every evil, but we're not even worried, and talking of all the politics in the world, talking of the weather, and mu'ridun, mu'ridun. When we are reminded, we turn like throwing water on a duck's back, turn a blind eye to it. No, it's senseless talking. We have to come out of this ghaflat, realize my time is up. And we see daily, young boy, 14, 15 years, Allah's fazl and karam, is in the path of Allah, and his life is gone. So it's not a matter of age, it's not a matter of sickness, it's not a matter of what condition you are in, where you're in a war zone or whatever. إِذَا جَاءَ جَلُومْ فَلَا يَسْتَخِرُونَ سَعَةُ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When your time is up, not a split second, not a millionth of a split second will you go later. Won't you go earlier? On the time you'll have to go. But we have to be concerned and worried. And this reality, as that Umar radiallahu draws our attention, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. That at least take stock of yourself. At least see another year in my life, if not daily we're taking stock, at least weekly, if not weekly, at least monthly, and if not monthly, at least once a year. Just ponder and think, Allahu Akbar. One muraqabah, our pious Hazrat Hakimul Ummah, Hazrat Mullah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali teaches also, that take out some time in the night, at least some time in your life, or that you put your head under that blanket also, and you cover yourself in darkness, and just think now my janaza is laying, they are taking me now to the ghusl room, and they are taking me to when they are putting me on that ghusl bath, and they are taking out all my clothes. I was a gentleman. Nobody must take off. Now they are taking off my clothes. I can't even say anything. And even my rings that I had expensive rings, it's not coming off. They're cutting it off with pliers, etc. They're cutting it off, and now I'm in that condition. They have opened the water to bathe me now. And now that the water is too hot, I can't even tell them it's too hot. It's too cold, I can't even tell them. They're turning me from this side to that side. I can't say a thing. This is my condition. And this is now, they're bathing me now. And after they're bathing me now, they're putting me on another table and they're putting kafan there. And Allahu Akbar. Now I was a man that was up to date. I couldn't stay without my suit and tie. Or I couldn't stay without my prum and proper kurta and my turban must be at a certain angle, etc. Now, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say so beautifully, don't be too worried of to be up to date. And many people that they want to be up to date, they keep just a simple trim beard. That we've got a French beard. You just keep a small beard that if you meet, you are a big businessman. Now you have to go sit in big meetings. So if you sit with them, you got your suit and tie and your beard is just like a pencil beard, so they won't make a difference. It doesn't show that I got a beard. And now when you are a big businessman, you want to invite Maulanas also to your house. Great sheikhs must come. Just for barkat. But as Hazrat says, they can come. Barkat won't come like that. If you change your life without they coming, barkat will come. And if you start changing your life and they come, Nurun ala Nur. So now a person says, no, I keep this French beard. If I invite the ulama also, then at least I don't feel out of place. I got my beard also. But Hazrat says, don't be worried to be up to date. Worry of your expiry date. When you go and expire, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one majlis. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, what a man. A man, Allahu Akbar, that even shaitan feared. On which side of the road he's walking, immediately shaitan moves his direction and walks away. That personality, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses him one day and says, oh Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when you are going to be placed in the qabr now, and the two interrogators of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Munkar and Nakir, when they're going to come to you, and their sight alone is so terrifying, dark, pitch dark in complexion, with spiky black hair, with flames coming out of their mouths, and their eyes are blue in color, and their tones are like thunder and lightning, when they're going to come interrogate you, what are you going to do, O Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala? Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked, O Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that time will I be in my normal senses, like how we are talking now? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, gee, Allah ta'ala will give you your normal senses. You'll be in your normal condition. Then, so to say, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of the barakat of your sohbat, what you have taught us, it penetrated my heart. Inshallah, I'll able to overcome that situation. I'll able to handle that situation. And it is mentioned when Munkar and Nakir comes to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, ask him, man rabbuk? He says, I know my Rabb is Allah. Do you know who's your Rabb? You tell me who's your Rabb. That was, so that condition, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reminding Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu for me and you, for myself to ponder and think. Did we ever think that today, Allahu Akbar, the condition of the ummah is such, Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. Where there's a funeral, janazah is taking place, it looks like a wedding taking place. And because the first thing we are worried is the meals. That is what we are worried about, first of all. That's the first thing we are worried. The men are standing at the entrance of the house and the women folk have to go through. Not even conscious, let us move one side. And let us know itimam of parda, which is Allahu Akbar. Our lives should be sacrificed upon our Hazrat, our Dada Sheikh. This terrible plague and disease of bare pardagi, not itimam of, or taking care of proper parda, is causing havoc in society. It's causing disaster in society. And Allahu Akbar, so much so that we men, we feel shy that if my wife wear parda, how can I go with her to town? How can Allahu Akbar? So, Judge Akbar Ila Abadi, Rahmatullah Alay, after getting connection with the pious servants of Allah, from the many beautiful poems and advices they have mentioned, one beautiful advice he said, when they asked the ladies, Tumhari parda tukku kya ho gaya? What's gone wrong now with you? Where is your parda? Why you're not adorning your parda? Then they answer so beautifully, Hamare parde jo hai, mardo ke akal par par gaye. It has fallen on the brains of our men now. That our men, they say they feel shy, that if you wear parda. Allah Ta'ala teaches us so beautifully, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Encourage one another in the house on goodness, on piety, on taqwa. Don't encourage one another towards evil and transgression. When a husband wants to wear wants to adorn the beautiful beard, the wife is saying, now already you want to become an old man, what you want to, you don't look nice. And no, she should be encouraging it. When the eyes of the heart is not opened up, then what is beautiful doesn't look beautiful to us. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has foretold many years ago that condition will come, as our Hazrat explains, that we're living a topsy-turvy world today. That the good is regarded as bad, the bad is regarded as good. So this condition that we have to ponder and think, when I am put in that qabr now, munkar and nakir is going to come. Naim, Allahu Akbar. And as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned so beautifully, when a person is put in the qabr, one of two situations. If a person had the company of the friends of Allah, and he took the lessons from the friends of Allah, and he tried to be like Ibadur Rahman, just imitating the Ibadur Rahman, wholeheartedly trying your best, then the qabr, Allahu Akbar, the qabr will welcome you and say, Ahlan wa sahlan, you came to me. You were one of those people that I loved the most that were treading on the earth. And now you came to me, see what a time I will give you. I will give you a good intizar, I will give you a honorable treatment here. The qabr expands itself far wide. The qabr makes arrangements for that person to get clothes from Jannat also. And what enjoyment. So it's not otherwise, as so beautifully a pious servant says, "Eh, qabr tak pahunchane wa shukriya, qabr tak pahunchane wale shukriya. Is manzil se hum akele jayenge. Now, jazakallah, you brought me to the qabr." And as Hazrat explains, when they are putting us in the qabr also, and they seal that qabr, and even if there's one gap inside, then they'll take the soil, mud, and they'll close that gap also. There's no escape for this person. But those people, Ibadur Rahman, they are enjoying, they don't want to escape from the qabr. They are just too happy. And Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us, as Allah Ta'ala reminds us with great kindness in the Qur'an-i Kareem, and taking qasams over qasams. In Surah Al-Layl, Allah says, look at the night. Who brings the night? Who brings the day for you? وَمَا خَلَقَ ذَكَرَ وَالْأُنْسَى. Who has created man and woman? Who has created this opposites? Outwardly, it seems impossible. But look at Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. We don't recognize Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. And we in this world, Allah has sent us here to make an effort. Whatever direction you are making an effort. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us, إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. All your efforts are in different directions. Be intelligent enough. Connect yourself to the friends of Allah so that you bring your effort in that direction. فَأَمَّا مَنْ آتَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ آتَى وَاتَّقَى. That person who realizes all my faculties, all my abilities, all my intelligence, my wealth, my health, everything has come from Allah. So if I give it, I spend it, I must spend it in the path of Allah. I must give my resources to Allah. And as our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, agar dil diya, agar dil dena ho to isi ko de do jisne tumhe dil diya. If you want to give your heart to anybody, then give your heart to that great creator who gave you a heart, who will appreciate your heart. Don't give it to anybody else. And that person who realizes this reality, that we are making an effort, irrespective, although Allahu Akbar, Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that the Western system, how they fool us, and how foolish is that system. They say, no, today you can't just say openly, do this, you have to use diplomacy. And what is their diplomacy? The height of stupidity. They tell a person to go to hell in such a way that he looks forward to it. And today we're not only looking forward, we're paying for hell. We're paying and we're buying poison for our children. Buying them this hell, cell phones where it's becoming a hell phone. Hazrat explained, Allahu Akbar, the other night, one parent phoned Hazrat and made his son talk on the phone and say, tell Hazrat why we took away your phone. And Hazrat asked him, why we took away your phone? Young boy, 8-9 years. Say, Hazrat, I was just looking at porn. So they took away my phone. So lightly, as if it's, so this, terrible what we're giving ourselves poison, and we expect so our faculties, our abilities, our wealth, Allah Ta'ala has given us, that person who spends it in a path of Allah, and not just spends it and be happy, wattaqa. all the time, fearful, worried. Is it accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This reality of taqwa, this consciousness all the time, is it accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala says, when you realize this, and when you'll get this, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, you have testified to the truth of the true word, a very good word, the kalima la ilaha illallah, the deen of Islam, that Islam is the best way of life for me. And not the Islam of today, not the modern day Islam, not all different models of Islam, not the Turkish model, or not the Arabian model, the Islam that Allah Ta'ala gave to Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That pure Islam, you accept it wholeheartedly, you realize this is the true kalima, and when you recited that kalima, you realize I made a pledge with Allah. And all the time, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, who in turn taught us, and this chain came to us, and our pious servants are teaching us, that jadidu imanakum. All the time renew this iman. How we gonna renew this iman? Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, our lives should be qurban upon them. Said, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how we renew our iman? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one narration, bikasrati zikri la ilaha illallah. That all the time, read abundance of kalima la ilaha illallah. Make your zikr regularly. In another narration, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, think about death regularly. The cut off, aksiru zikr hazimil lazad. The cut off all pleasures, think of death. And what does it mean, Allahu Akbar? Our Hazrat explained also, and the pious servants explained, that if you're going to think of death, don't think you'll become depressed, and your life, you won't able to progress as a businessman in any way. No, look at Sahaba radiallahu, what great businessmen they were. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu, what a great businessman. What does it mean thinking of death? The moment shaitan comes with a trap in front of you, begged your goods or signed this document, and you know it's a haram, at that time just think, if my hands get stuck and malakul maut come to me. And it is not far-fetched. Incidents have been mentioned in Mortiyad, that king that is going with his pomp and glory and showing everybody who he is, and is going with his entourage, and there on the side of the road, one old person in the form of a beggar, he says, oh king, I want to meet you. The king gets upset, beggar, and you want to meet me on this occasion? And he reprimands him sternly. That beggar keeps quiet, he hardly goes few steps, and he says, I need to talk to you. He says, didn't I tell you? Again you are coming to trouble me. This beggar moves aside. Again he carries on. And then the beggar says, I need to tell you some very important message. He says, that's not the occasion. But he says, I need to tell you. And then he says, okay, tell me what's that message. He says, no, you have to bow your head down and I have to whisper into your ears. And when he bows his head and whisper into his ears, he says, I'm Malakul Maut. He is on his way and thinking he has built his Jannah, and he's with his pomp and glory and entourage. So myself, all of us respected elders and friends, all the time Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that your efforts are diverted. See which line, which effort you are making, which line. Irrespective, you are making effort. And Allahu Akbar, don't be foolish that we are making that effort that Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنَّةً. We wasting our effort in the line of gumrahi, going astray, and shaitan fools us. We say today, you know, our children, we're putting him in the league, he must go and play sports, and he's becoming a big sportsman. And sadly today, in our schools, as Hazrat explained, what they are teaching us, and today one of the biggest careers are drama, become like a comedian, learn drama or a sportsman, become, and sports, we know what a terrible thing it is. Today it has become our God. So we don't realize, and shaitan will fool you. Your son will come back with a gold medal home, or a trophy, and you get elated. Oh, see, he's got a trophy. So many gold medals are hanging on in his room, and all his trophies. Can one of that help us in the qabr? Can one gold medal? So we should be alert. Allah Ta'ala is saying, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. When this reality has opened to your heart, you have accepted the true word that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has brought, the kalima of success, the deen of Islam, then Allah says, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. We will make the means of the path easy for you for easiness. And here ulama have explained what is meant easiness. That place where there isn't the slightest amount of discomfort. There isn't the slightest amount of uneasiness. And that is Jannat. In this world, all hurdles will come up and down. And real comfort and ease, no tiredness, no headaches, no worry, no depression. That yusra, it is akhirat. So Allah Ta'ala says, how we will make that part of easiness for you? That when you show your talab and your desire, that Allah, I want to come to you, I want to get this love of yours, then Allah Ta'ala makes the part of good amal easy for us. Oh, Allah opens that road for you now to go on to good amal. And now, and this is, we are fortunate in this time and age, Allah has blessed us with this great majlis of our honorable illustrious Sheikh and the speaker in concern. All we have to do is to keep check and see, am I taking the medicine that Hazrat is giving me, and am I putting it into my heart and in my life, and as Hazrat says, what complete, what feeling of the heart, that I wish it can be pushed down our minds and down into our hearts. And how like a person wants to push something small into a hole, a screw, and how he is forcing it down. We should force it down our throat, so to say. Force it down our hearts and realize this reality. That only in the deen of Islam, this beautiful part in this beautiful way, Allah Ta'ala has kept our success. Allah Ta'ala has kept our ease. Allah Ta'ala has kept our comfort. And this will come when we bring alive the sunnats of Nabi Kareem Sawsam. Particularly this important sunnat at this time and age, this time of the year, when the new year has entered already, the old year has gone past. One is just to read the normal du'as that are sent on messages, etc. You just read the du'a and you thought you read the du'a. But whether that reality of that du'a has come in the heart. As Hazrat says today, our condition of du'a also, the way we hold our hands also as if we're smoking something. And then we're looking at our friends and we're winking eyes. Where's the reality of that du'a? Or we are singing also and we get overtaken with the beautiful tunes of du'as. Du'a is not a tune. Du'a is not just lifting our hands. That is a mustahab act. Du'a is the condition of the heart. And that condition of the heart will come when Allah Ta'ala says, "Kunu as-sadiqeen." Be with the pious servants of Allah. When you be with the pious servants of Allah, they will show us our road to success is the first, "Qad aflaha man tazakka wa dhakara asma rabbi fa salla." That if you want your road to success, at least be conscious of your Islam. I must reform myself. And reformation is not that a person just think, I'm reading my namaz, I'm keeping my roza, I even keep 9 and 10 Muharram rozas, etc. You can keep those rozas, but on the other hand, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us that it's not just a matter of keeping your roza, it's a matter of staying away from imitating the lifestyle of the Jews and Christians. The Jews also kept roza. They also had it was a great day of ibadah. We keep the roza, but now we have made it a celebration. Now you have to give presents on that day. They'll give Mother Day presents, we must give special presents on Muharram. That is, as Hazrat explained, everything that is again sunnat falls into bidat. We have to get the reality and learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That get the lifestyle, get the fabric out of our heart, and get the fabric and get the sibghat Allah, the color of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was the color of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That consciousness, even if a person doesn't keep the roza, but he makes an effort to get that lifestyle, that person is still on the road of success. And a person who might be even keeping the roza, but is unmindful of the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the good of that? There's no real benefit in that. So we have to be conscious and we have to realize the road to success is consciousness of our Islam, our reformation. And just as we explained, that even if you become a great pious servant, you have great knowledge and marifat, all the time you have to have the speaker concern of your Islam, of your amal, Islam. And as Hazrat puts it so beautifully, when Hazrat makes us bad, this important aspect that Allah, all the time I'll be concerned and worried of my Islam. What a sheikh we have got in this time and age to make us realize these realities. Then once we have realized that this part of Islam is so important, how to get this Islam? وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّي فَصَلَّى. Learn to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just finishing the tasbih 100 times, but learn how to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Myself, just to realize these glimpses, so that this reality can come into my heart first, and all of us will realize. So our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali has given the simple prescription. Many prescriptions he have given us, but at least try and use this one prescription. And now make a firm intention, inshallah. Ya Allah, now 1436, I want to bring this prescription in my life. And I want to become the friends of Allah. He says to become a wali of Allah Ta'ala, very simple. One simple prescription is Ahlullah ki sohbat. Just connect yourself to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be conscious of our Islam. And now they will give us the medicine, that is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikrullah ki mudawamat. That may be paban now on our zikr. Make sure we take out our time. And how long it takes? 5-10 minutes. But myself, all of them, let us ponder and think how negligent we are. And we are unmindful of paband of our zikr. Then what zikrullah ki mudawamat will come, the fikr of the sunnats of Nabi Kareem Sawsam. Then sunnat ki muazabat, that all the time hold firm on the sunnats of Nabi Sawsam. As our dada shaykhs advise and dua also, jis fiza mein bhi raho, jaha mein bhi raho, har waqt sunnat ki paband raho, aur taqwa salamat rahe. That, oh Allah, wherever I am, flying in the air also, that all the time I must be conscious on my taqwa, and I must be conscious of be paban on the sunnats of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So these are the three positive aspects. Now everybody, person knows, if you want current, you can't just put positive wires. You need negative wires to join, then you'll get current. Today we only want to put positive wires, and till Qiyamah you can put positive wires, you won't get current. You have to join the negative wires to save yourself, that the positive doesn't get redundant, and it doesn't just get dead. And what are the negative wires? Hazrat explained, gunas te mubaadat. Stay very, very far from those things that will take you away from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, stay away from sin. Make an utmost effort to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the time be conscious, as a pious servant makes dua and says so beautifully, apne kurb ka maza chakale, fir kabhi ranje duri mein na kar mubtila. Ya Allah, give me that taste of your closeness, and then don't ever give me the grief of being distant from you. That I don't fall into sin. And we are not angels that we are just going to, but tawbah istighfar regularly. This will inshallah increase our strength to stay away. Then, as I explained also, Hazrat explains that our deen is so simple. Our deen is not like Western diplomacy. Light the fire and tell everybody, save yourself. Try and save yourself. No, it doesn't work like that. Our deen says that wala takrabus, don't even light the fire. So there's no question of even saving yourself. So Hazrat explains the first important thing, asbab-e gunah se bhi mubaadat. Those things that will take you close to guna, stay away from that. Like Balram ibn Baura got into the trap of the evil doers, he just accepted a gift. Don't even accept, even if people that are on the wrong path, they give you dawat, don't associate with those dawats. Don't accept gifts, etc. We get so overtaken, businessmen, etc. At these seasons that come, 24th December, we also giving presents like them. No, they are our customers. We accepting presents from them. No, let us show our line. And let us be loyal to our line. And then, introduction, get our Quran Sharif tilawat correct. And in the end, the conclusion is, ma asabaka min hasanatin fa min Allah. Whatever good comes to us, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And realize this is the tawfiq of Allah. And beg Allah ta'ala for acceptance. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A few important announcements. Inshallah, this Laylatul Jumu'ah, Thursday, actually on the day of Yom al-Khamis, Hazrat will be traveling to Roshni. Inshallah, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, there will be a ladies' program at Mullah Satariya's farm. And inshallah, after the Maghrib Salah, there will be a program in the Masjid in Roshni. There will be a khatam of Quran Tafsir, the Mullah Kolya. So Hazrat will be giving that program there. So humble request for all the brothers to participate. Then inshallah, on Laylatul Sabt, Friday night, after Maghrib Salah, in Homestead Park, our Muslim Majlis will take place there. And then on Laylatul Ahad, Saturday night, after Maghrib Salah also, there also after Maghrib Salah, and on Laylatul Sabt, after Laylatul Ahad, Saturday night, after the Maghrib Salah, we will be having our Ash'ar Majlis, Sikr Majlis, and then on Yomul Ahad, Sunday morning, inshallah from 10 o'clock the Majlis will start and commence until Zuhar Salah. I humble request for all the brothers to participate. And then inshallah next week, this majlis will not take place. It will be the 9th and 10th of Muharram. People will be fasting. So there won't be a majlis next week. Inshallah for the week after that, the majlis will continue.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammadi wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Sallim. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والفعل والعمل والنية والهدي إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم كن لنا ولا تكن علينا اللهم كن لنا ولا تكن علينا اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.